Okay, thank you very much for joining the Thursday night Parsha Shir. We're going to be discussing Rav Aaron Lopiansky, Sefer Yisodei HaTorah, all the fundamental ideas of the Hashkafa of Yiddishkeit that are found in the Rishonim in their commentaries on the Parsha. Parsha's Yisro, you can imagine. Mamad Har Sinai, I mean, it doesn't get more fundamental than that. Mamad Har Sinai. So we'll have to see how much of this we can cover. Rav Lopiansky has about 60, 70 pages on Parshas Yisro. We're not going to hit all 60 or 70. Let's begin with the opening meal of the Parsha. So the Parsha says, the Pasuk says, in Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yudbei, so Yisro comes to the desert and he converts. And the Pasuk says they make a party for his conversion. Vayikach Yisro chosin Moshe olo zvachim lelukim. Yisro takes karbanos. Vayavo Aaron v'chol zikni Yisrael lecho lechem. Im chosin Moshe lefnei lelukim. The Torah talks about a party. They had a party. And it's interesting. Hey, how you doing, Barry? You came just in time. So, the beginning of the parasha, we have a party. A party celebrating Yisro's conversion. That's the way Rabbeinu Bechai understands the two stars of this week's commentaries, Rabbeinu Bechai and Abarbanel. So let's start with Rabbeinu Bechai. U'se'udazu as'u l'kavod Yisro. This meal was made for the honor of Yisro, shenizgayer, that he converted to Judaism, b'mila, he had a bris, u'tzvila, b'mayim kedin, hager, habolach, sotas hen reshina. V'ein zafek. This meal that was for Aaron and the 70 Zakenim, Usudas Hamatamim Le Yitzchak Avinu. It's the same kind of meal that Yitzchak asked for before giving the brachos to Esav. Kavana Achas Lehem. Same idea of a meal. Right? Why does Yitzchak need a steak before he's blessing Yaakov? Why just because they're celebrating Yisro, why they're making a party? Kedei Shetochel hasimcha b'nefesh ha'ochel v'tishra alav ruach hakodesh. Wow. That somehow the more happy you are, you're eating a good steak, you're having good food, lechem it says here, it says there was karbanos and lechem, in order that you should be able to have ruach hakodesh, just like Yitzchak needed a piece of steak before blessing Yaakov. How are you, Gavi? Just like Yitzchak needed a steak before blessing Yaakov. And so too, Yisro needed a good steak and some bread, lechem basar. He needed lechem basar in order for Tishrei of Ruach HaKodesh.
This depends everything that you
prepare. I knew you were going to get after me, Barry. I knew you were going to get after me about the meat. Yeah. Yeah. Lefi. Shekochos ha-nefesh niksharim bekochos ha-guf. A healthy body is a prerequisite for a healthy soul. Uv'yis'ora kochos ha-guf. If a person has a healthy body and he feels strong and he feels capable, oz yischasku kochos ha-nefesh le'iz inyin sheyichavin alav ha-ochel. Wow. The healthier the body is, and you feel strong, and you're eating good food, you're healthy, you feel good, you could learn better and daven better. V'zeh inyan ha-kinor, b'nevi'im ha-boyim lohar alim ruch mimaro, k'inyan shekosav v'ayah, k'nagin ha-man ha-gein, v'ati olav yad Hashem. Right? I think this is by Elisha. By Elisha, it says, he needed a violin, please call on a violin player to play the violin, and he would get in a trance, he would get moved by the music, and then he was able to prophesy. Because when you're in a good mood, it's kochos hanefesh on niksharim b'kochos haguf. When you feel good about music, or you feel good because you're eating well and you're healthy, you're feeling good. So then, that is a indicator that you will also have big kochos hanefesh. They go hand in hand. Fascinating comment of Rabbeinu Bechaya. So that's why Yisro. This is a spiritual meal celebrating his aliyah to Yiddishkeit. So they wanted to say Divrei Torah and give him chizik over the fact that he committed to his Judaism. So they had a meal. A meal by us, by Jews. The meal is supposed to be a vehicle towards spiritual growth. not just stam, we eat because we want to, you know, l'kavod mein boich. No, you don't eat l'kavod mein boich, you eat l'kavod Shabbos. L'kavod Shabbos, you eat because there's Sudas Mitzvah, you have a Seder on Pesach, you have Sudas Shabbos, and even the meals that we eat regularly, it's not because we're not supposed to eat in excess, we're not supposed to eat just for our own pleasure. We don't live to eat. You eat to live. But says the Rabbeinu Chai, you don't only eat to live physically, you eat to live spiritually. Wow. Okay, let's continue. Now, next piece. If you thought that was great, listen to the next Rabbeinu Chai. Fantastic. You ever notice when the Torah describes the greatness of the Avos? What does the Torah say about them? That they were brilliant scholars? Is that what the Torah says about them? So here in this week's Parsha in the beginning, when Yisro tells Moshe Rabbeinu that you're going to need some help, Moshe, you can't do it all alone. You need judges, you need tzaddikim, tamidi chachamim, sorry, alafim, sorry, meos. So what were the criteria of who he chose? What were the criteria? Anshe Chayel. Yirei Elokim, Anshe Emes, Sone Batza. What were the characteristics? Did it have to be the best and the brightest, the brilliant geniuses? It doesn't say anything about that. It says Rabbeinu Chai. Bo re'e kamakach v'godol malos hamidos. You want to know who the great person is? The great person is the best Balmidas. That's the tzaddik. That's how we know our outstanding Jewish leaders. Not by how smart they are. Not by how charismatic they are. We know them by how much integrity they have. Are they anshe emes? Shaloi nishtabchu atzadikim ba'navim ba'Torah. You'll never see the Torah describe. Could go Noach, Avram, Yaakov. What does the Torah say with them? Noach ish tzaddik. Tomim. Does it say he knew every Rebbe Kiva Eger? Doesn't say that. It says he's a tzaddik. Avram Avinu, v'Yaakov, b'Torah ha'chochma tfuna v'adas. The Torah never says that they're brilliant scholars. Ki'im b'Torah ha'midos. If you look at the way the Torah describes all the greatest Jewish leaders, the greatest tzaddikim, our forefathers, those who instilled in our nation greatness, nemar benoch ish tzaddik tamim. What does tamim mean? Tamim means tamimus. He was whole. He was sincere. Benemar ba'avram veheye tamim uviyakov ish tam. All of them. Tamimus means sincerity, completeness, simplicity, integrity. That's tam. V'chein b'moshe. What does the Torah say about Moshe? Anav Ma'od. Does it ever say that Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, was a brilliant scholar? No. All of the way the Torah praises all of our great leaders is only through their midos tovos. Wow. V'chol zeh la'oros, says Rabbeinu Bechai. Ki ein ikar ha'chachma ela yosher ha'midos. The real chachma, right? Pasuk says, Chazal say, Mishnah says, "Im ein yira ein chachma." Kein ikar chachma liyosham midos. Hein yiras Hashem hi chachma. Pasuk in Iov. Hein yiras Hashem hi chachma. I've spoken about that before. Rav Kook says, "There's only one discipline in the world that I can't teach you. That's yiras Hashem." Kishem she'ena ilan ikar ela hapri. Chein darsha Chazal. Seichel tov l'chol oseim. Not l'chol lomdeim lo nemar el l'chol oseim. You gotta walk the talk. It's not just you have brains and you know how to analyze and give ideas. How do you act? That's what it's all about. Do you act with honesty, integrity, sincerity, warmth, care? Do you go out of your way for people? These are the hallmarks of Jewish righteousness, Jewish leadership, and the Avos HaKadosh. Oh, let's continue. Now, it's interesting, we all know Beis Yaakov. We all heard of Beis Yaakov. Beis Yaakov are schools for girls. So it comes from a pasuk in this week's parasha. Come, Alan, we've got a good seat for you. Got a good seat. No. What's that?
My kid, I stood in the middle.
Oh, okay. Kosomar lebeis Yaakov, isaged lebnei Yisrael. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya, we're still on Rabbeinu Bechaya this week. We're still on Rabbeinu Bechaya. Says, isn't it interesting that Hashem tells Moshe what to tell the women before he tells what to tell the men? Kosomar lebeis Yaakov, right? Chazal say, Tomar is a softer language, Amira, for women, and Visagi, that's a tougher language to the men. So he wants to speak to the, he tells him to speak to the women first. Why are the women first? Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, you know why he teaches, tells them to speak about the Torah to the women first. Oh, the
same page
twice. Look at that. You know, there was some issues in there. Okay. Here we go. It says the Rebbe Mechai, Kosoma Leves Yaakov, Elo Hanashim, Kosoma B'loshna Kodesh, Kosoma B'nachas, V'tziva L'daber El Hanashim T'chila L'lamdon Musa B'derech Eretz. The Ode, Sheha Isha HaTova, Hisiba LaTorah. If you want your children to come out in a certain way, or your grandchildren to come out in a certain way, you should know that the woman plays a crucial role in the raising of the children to Torah. What's that role? Shehi yichol laham sheches b'na lebeis hamedrash. She drives carpool and brings the kids to school. Lefi shehi mitzuyim babayis. V'hi merachemes alav b'kama minei ga'aguin. And she plays all these games with the young child. Kedela hamshichoso achalimudat Torah mineurav. She's at home and she is playing games with the children to make Torah and Yiddishkeit sweet to the children at home. V'gam ki yazgin lo yoser mimena. Any young child who has a good mother who knows how to make Torah and Yiddishkeit sweet in the home as the child is growing up, that will ensure that the man, that the boy, as he grows, the Torah will stay with him. The Torah will stay with him. Ulekach. Oh, and he says something very important. So I think I've told you this story before. I have a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, Rev Mendel Blachman from Kerem Biavne, one of my Rebbes. So he, at one point I had two boys in Kerem Biavne. Menachem and I were in Kerem Biavne together. We had great times there. And at one point, three out of my four sons attended Kerem Biavne. At one point, two of them were there at the same time. My number one went to Shalavin, and my two and three were in Kerem Biavne at the same time. And Baruch Hashem, they were very, very, very matzliach there. And I believe they were both in Rav Blachman's shir at the same time. And Rav Blachman, who is not one of gratuitous praise, he's not one of gratuitous praise, and I hope my kids aren't listening to this because they'll get embarrassed. But Rav Blachman said to me, he calls me, he knows me as a kid. He doesn't mince words. Rav Blachman says, Yissi, your kids, they're amazing. What's your wife doing by the Shabbos candles? What is your wife doing by the Shabbos candles? Take a look. That's the next line over here. Take a look. Ulekach ru'uya isha l'spala l'ashem yisparach. B'shas hadlokas haner shel Shabbos. That's why it's dafka, the woman who plays such a crucial role in the Torah growth of the children. So she's the one who davens when she lights the Shabbos candles. She mitzvah mutels lesha yitin lo Hashem banim mi'irim batorah, right? Like the famous Baruch Levin song, right? Zakeni l'gadel banim, that comes from that prayer, right? Please, Hashem, give me children that will light up the world with Torah and good deeds. The woman davens for that when she lights the Shabbos candles, because she's the one who's at home, who's, it's really on her to give the early, while the father's away and out and working all day long. The woman, at least at one point in Jewish history, was home more of the time. And she was home with the young children, trying to give them the sweetness of Torah, the sweetness of Yiddishkeit. Ki atfila yoser nishmas b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah. Wow. Says Rabbeinu Mechaya, why does the women daven dafka by the Shabbos candles? He says, because tefillah is heard better at the time when you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah. That's A. But then he quotes the Gemara, Uvizchus ner Shabbos, shehu or, tiske labanim bali Torah, nikris or, shnema ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. During the lighting of the candles, that's the opportune time to have children who are going to light up the world with Torah, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. V'chein dor shechazal, it's also a Gemara, I think this is a Gemara in Shabbos. Haiman derogil b'shragi, a person who's careful about candles. A person who's careful with the candles, he will have children who are Torah scholars. So all of this, Rabbeinu Mechaya sees, this is why Hashem singles out the women by Maamad Har Sinai and actually speaks to them first. Because you're the first level, you're the first level inspiration before the kid's Rebbe, before the father learns with the kid. It's the mom. When the kid is 1 year old, and what lullabies is she singing to the kid? What games is she playing with the kid? What does the kid learn when they're young at home? Such an important thing about how we raise the kids, and it's much of that is based on the mom, says Rabbeinu Mechaya. That's why Hashem addresses the women first, even before the men. Wow. Let's continue. Now, basically, the whole rest of the shiur, we had a few like beautiful, interesting, the whole rest of the shiur is basically all about the Ten Commandments, all about the Aseret HaDibros. A lot of it was more philosophical, which is not really my bent in this shiur so much. I like to talk about more practical things, about how to become better people and these kind of things. But let's see what we can mine out of this. Literally as another like 60 pages, all about Aseret HaDibros. But let's see what we can accomplish here. So first of all, So in the introduction to Maamad Har Sinai, the Torah says, "Atem riyisem asher asisi l'mitzrayim." Hey, Jewish people, I'm about to give you over your marching orders for life. Parshas Yisro, Rabosai. This is where we got our whole marching orders. So Hashem's introducing this and saying, "Atem riyisem asher asisi l'mitzrayim." You saw what I did to your oppressors. Says Rabbeinu Mechaya. We're still all in Rabbeinu Mechaya. Right at the beginning of the words of his shlichus, gentlemen, hashgachas Hashem. This is what he's going to talk about a lot. Rav Lopiansky talks about this a lot. One of the most fundamental ideas in all of Judaism is that Hashem is involved with the world. He didn't just create the world. He doesn't just exist and he's watching the world. He's involved in the world. And there's such a thing called Schar Va'onesh. And Hashem says, I gave it to the Egyptians and you saw that. And I took you out. I selected you. I took you out of Egypt. I dumped on them. I destroyed them, and I took you out. This is the whole fundamental concept of the whole Yiddishkeit. Let's read it. Rabbeinu Mechaya. Tchilas devishlichos ubeilam inyan ha'ashkacha. Shu ikar ha'Torah. Ki kasher yoved HaKadosh Baruch Hu uma ba'avonam. When God destroys a nation that is wicked. V'yatzil uma acheres bezuchusam. And he saves another people because of their merit. This is a miracle of God's involvement in the world, and it is a fundamental truth of reward and punishment. We believe in reward and punishment. We believe that Hashem is involved in punishing those people who are wicked, not always in this world, sometimes it's in the next world, that's why it's complicated, and rewarding those people who do the right thing. You all saw the 10 plagues. And you saw me drown them in the Yamsuf. And I saved you. This is the whole fundamental point of Judaism. Hashem is involved in the world and is reward and punishment. And we got our marching orders in Parashas Yisro, in Aseret HaDibros, we got our marching orders. If we stick to those marching orders, we're going to get reward. If we don't stick to those marching orders, we're not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the world. He knows what's going on and he's affecting the world. And he's punishing those people who are not doing the right thing. And he's rewarding those people who are doing the right thing. Oh. Now we're going to finally stop with Rabbi Meir Mechai. We'll go to a Sfarno. The Sfarno explains, what does it mean that Klal Yisrael is different? I was about to say better, but you never know who's listening to this. So, Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, we don't think we're better than anybody. We just have a different mission. Different mission. Let's see. Pasuk says, introducing Mamad Har Sinai still. V'ata, and now. Im shama atishmu b'koli u'shmaitim ez brisi v'yisem li sgula mikol ha'amim. There's something going to be special about you as opposed to all the other nations of the world. Ki li kol ha'aretz atem tiyu li mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. What does that mean? A sgula mikol ha'amim, special out of all the nations. And a mamlech is kohanim v'goy kadosh. Says the Sfarno. V'yisem skulam. AFLP. So the Sfarno starts off with a very politically correct statement, which is the truth. V'yisem li skulam v'kol amim. AFLP shekol hamin ha'enoshi yakar etzli. Mikol yeser hanim tzoyim ashfalim. Ki hu levado ha'mechuvan bohem kamram zal. Chaviv Adam Shniver B'Tselem. Says the Sfarno. Even though all humankind, all of mankind, is precious to Hashem, more than animals, plants, dirt, rocks, the entire human race is precious to Hashem. Why? Because the entire human race was created in the image of God. Adam Arisha, B'Tselem Elokim Baras Adam. Adam Arisha was not Jewish. He was a human being, and Hashem said, B'Tselem Elokim Baro. So, all humans are precious to Hashem. Nevertheless, Mikol Makom, Atem Tili Skula Mikulam. Even though I care about all of humankind, the Jewish people are my precious, special, designated treasure. Ki Li Kol Haaretz. It's true that the righteous Gentiles are also precious to Hashem, without a doubt. But when it comes to the Gentiles, it's the individuals are chasidei umos ha'olam, they're precious to me. But you are an entire nation. In what way is Klal Yisrael special? What is what designates us? What sets us apart? That's the job of Klal Yisrael according to the Sforno. Ethical monotheism. Monotheism. And to serve Hashem. We with our 613, and the nations of the world with their 7. That's what we're obligated to do. Kamoshi ye inyan Yisrael, asad lava, okamav atem kohane, Hashem tikaru, uchamro, kimitzion, teitze, Torah. So the job of the Klal Yisrael is to teach the world what Hashem is about, to teach the world that there is a Hashem, there is a God. We know that the Lubavitch Rebbe, and many of the Lubavitch Shluchim, they view this idea of publicizing monotheism. That's why they have these Hanukkah menorahs in public, because that's what Sfarno says, that we have the job to publicize the fact that Hashem, the Lubavitch Rebbe, was very, very strong about this. Now, in the next piece, we shift to the Abar Banel, and pretty much the rest of the shiur, we'll see how much we get to, is the Abar Banel. Now, Har Sinai was enveloped, enveloped in fire. God's presence is exemplified by fire. Why fire? The mountain was shaken. God came down in fire. So says the Abarbanel, we have to know that Hashem is fire. Okay, so he starts off good. Sounds like this fire is there to watch over us and to protect us. However, then he goes in a different direction. Ha'omnam hodiyam shemipnei ha'ashkach ha'dveka b'hem yunenoshim avalonoseim yosem yikol shahar umos. You have to realize the reason why it came down in fire is to remind us also if we're good, he'll protect. But he's involved in the world. He acts in the world. And if we mess up, there's going to be fire. And HaKadosh Baruch is going to be medactic with us more than he's going to be medactic with the nations of the world. With us, he's going to hold us to a higher standard. And if we don't uphold our bargain, so we're going to get punished. To hint to this, that we are going to be called to the carpet for all the 613, the 365 don'ts, and the 248, to symbolize the fact that we're going to be called on the carpet if we don't live up to our responsibility, fire. Fire symbolizes he's calling us on the carpet. Okay. Lirmos lezeh ro har Sinai. Lirmos lezeh ro har Sinai shu remez l'umak doisha oshan kula. It was in smoke. V'pnei asher yorad alav Hashem be'esh. V'yan mimino esh das lomo hischayev sh'olah shano kesh nakiv shen shu oshan ravu mechupol ma'od. V'hischayev gam kin shecharad kol ha'ar ma'od. The whole mountain was shaking. They pachad Hashem mehadar go'ono. I used to say that when my Rebbe, Rabbi Blachman, used to touch down in New York to come to do the interviews for Karen Biavna, I used to start shaking. I would always know when his plane hit the ground, because as soon as his plane hit the ground, I was already shaking. It's already shaking. So here, the Abarbanel is saying that the fire and the smoke of Har Sinai symbolize that. Yes, the Torah is beautiful, the Torah is amazing, and the Torah gives us a reason to live, but the Torah is also a tremendous responsibility that if we don't fill in our job, it's going to be fire. Let's continue. In the next piece, this is also the Abarbanel. And he discusses over here, very interesting pshat he has in the pasuk. Very interesting. Very interesting. V'akonim v'ha'am al yehersu lalos. V'akonim v'ha'am al yehersu lalos. So, it's very strange because there's two times that Hashem warns them not to go up. Not to go up. Two times. So the Abarbanel here is worried. He's asking, why in the world do we need two times? Abarbanel. Says the Abarbanel. He says, you know what this is talking about? He's talking about, don't let them try to think too much about Mama Har Sinai. Oh, here it is. Yeah. So says that Abarbanel like this. He already said, don't go up the mountain. The first one was simple. The first one was simple. Just don't go up. Don't go up the mountain. Don't go up the mountain. I'm sorry. I thought it was Abarbanel, but it's Rabbeinu Bechai. It's Rabbeinu Bechai. Again, back to Rabbeinu Bechai. We'll get to that Abarbanel in a minute. So the first one was don't go up the mountain. And Moshe says, so then he, Kisham Haven, Moshe Asrali Shiasra, Hushlo Yalu Alahar. So he's Kavala Gvul, I'm assuming the roast, Bechush, I, and Haitian Moshe Bazet. Lo Yuchalam Lalo Sahai Sinai, we already made the boundaries. They can't get up. You already warned us before. But Behain Lashon Shal Asra, Vigbalta, Hishamur Lachem, Kolon Agamo, Mos, you must know Sigabo. You already warned them. Lakachu, it's a Kashbroch Laks, the first one. No. That's not what I mean now. It's not what I mean. She'en hasra al kiruv gvul. Ki kfar hi musar v'nis har mekach. I know, I already warned them. That's not what I mean now. I don't mean they shouldn't go up the mountain. We already warned them that. We already put the boundaries. Avuhu al kiruv hasaga v'histaklus machshava. There's two different things that God warned them. Number one, don't go up the mountain. Number two, don't try to peek and gaze and think and contemplate in something that's above your pay grade of being able to comprehend and understand. Don't let them try to think too deeply about what's going on here. They shouldn't try to understand that which is not understandable. I mean, you think about this for a second. They're all around Har Sinai and God is speaking to them. Like, it's wild, right? You would think they're trying to like look and comprehend and try to figure out what's happening. Hashem said to them, just sit back and listen. Don't think about it too much. And there are a lot of times that people try to delve into mystical, mysterious aspect of Judaism without really being able to comprehend and understand it. You have to be a big tzaddik and a big talmud chacham to first fill yourself up with meat and potatoes before you have the dessert. And that's one thing that the Rabbeinu Bechayai is hinting over here. Let's continue. And the last couple of pieces we're going to do, really beautiful Abarbanels. Two Abarbanels is the last couple of pieces. Ready? The last three pieces. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Ready? The Abarbanels bothered by Akasha. Why the need for the Ten Commandments? The other 603 commandments Hashem just gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to Klal Yisrael. Why did these 10, he have to speak directly to Klal Yisrael? Why couldn't he have taught it to Moshe and let Moshe teach it to us the same way all the other ones worked? Says the Abarbanel, V'royim kein shenachko lama zerot HaKadosh Baruch Hu losis ha-dibros ha-ela mi-piv, b'li emtza'i, without a middleman, without Moshe. Well, Yisrael, kulo, he had to say it directly to every Jew. Shahaya Amrav, Bilti Muchan. It was a nation of slaves who weren't really ready for this level of nevuah. They weren't ready to be Nevi'im like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Kasavti. Kimi kol basar sheshama kol him chayim. How could a whole nation hear God? V'lamalo nemra says dibes kashadi v'tov mitzvos l'Moshe Rabbeinu. Sheyetzir nemon l'shalchav. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu was a good intermediary. So say the Ten Commandments to Moshe and let Moshe tell over the Ten Commandments. Says the Abarbanel so beautifully, and Rav Lopiansky wants to underscore this Abarbanel. Ukvar nucha lirshom bazeh chomesh sibos v'tachlios atzmios. Says the Abarbanel, there are five reasons for the Ten Commandments. One, umashkaz of the Eben Ezra, shalim yisrael anashim bilti ma'aminim b'mitzius hanavuah elokis. There were a lot of people at the time in the Jewish people who did not believe that God ever speaks to humans. Ka'anshe Hodu, like people in India. Ha'omrim, she'ef shesh dabal kem ha'esa adam b'yoso chai. God can't talk to a live man. Let's skip to the next one. So the first one was to show that God actually spoke to Moshe. If God spoke to every Jew, well then the other 603 makes sense that he said to Moshe. If he spoke to me, I can believe that he spoke to Moshe. That's one. Two. Hatachlis Hashenihu, K'tei Lahashish, B'li Rosem Shreisol, Sha'at Torah, Shin Lem Tiyah Nitzchis, La'ad U'la'ome Olamin. This Torah is going to be forever. It's never going to change. V'lachein Ratza Shekulam Yishma'uha, Mipiyah, Gur B'Sinai. This, it's not, I need everybody to hear this. Because once you hear it, once you heard it yourself, you know it yourself. And it ain't ever going to change. If you hear it with an intermediary, so one day you could hear it like this, the next day you could think it like that, you could hear it differently. It's not like the commandments given to Adam and Noach. Because this was given from Hashem, and every child, from young to old, heard it. And the Rambam already writes this in the 7th parak of Sotah Torah. The Ramban also says, Bavur Yishma Ha'am. And that's what the pasuk means. Bavur Nasos Eschem Ba'al Kim Ratzlomer. She Nasos Am B'Nevi Hashek. He's going to test you with false Nevi'im, who are going to try to get you away from Torah. And they're going to say, no, we saw ourselves, it's forever. Three. Hatachlis Hashlish Yudra Askash Baruch Alashvisham B'Shorash Echad Torah Ni'emes. For who? Sha Philosophim Chashvu.
The philosophers felt that any person who gets to a high level could be zoicha to nevuah.
And v'haya mehanim knows that slam sheyol and adam built navi v'yashkim navi. The philosopher says a person can't go to sleep not being a navi and wake up the next morning and they're suddenly a navi. There's no such thing as that. It's not true. Prophecy is miraculous. It's a miracle, and Hashem can decide to give prophecy to whomever He wants, whenever He wants.
I will. Shekol Asher Yachbots Yaseh. V'shanavua be'emes hidaver nisi nimtzes bepela. V'shabritzos Hashem yinabe abulti muchan be'iunios afshi b'chachmas ish bar lo yada onoki binoktim mitakoa.
He says that the reason why even the stam yid at Har Sinai became a prophet. Even the Stam Yid became a prophet. Because Hashem wanted to show that prophecy, it's not something you could do on your own. If Hashem wants to talk to you, He's going to talk to you. And He could talk to a chair, He could talk to a rock, He could talk to a Stam Yid. And the fourth reason, Hatachlis Hadalas, skip to the bottom, bold. Hu Shalchez Ratzol says by Michel, Hachana Niflei Suskul Ayon Li Matzebe Mavzar Malas Hanavua V'loch LaShefa Elkei Nevui Ban Hashem Aldera Chapela. He wanted to imbue in Klal Yisrael the ability to prophesy for future generations of prophets. And let's look at the fifth thing on the next page. Hatachlis HaChamishiyu Shekiven HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'daber Im Amo HaDibur Ma'ela Kidei Sheyiknu Mishmias Kolo Midas HaYira. From hearing Hashem's voice, Klal Yisrael should be imbued with a mida of awe. Yira, we don't like to say fear. We like to say awe. Midas ha-yira. And many psukim about this. V'tal le'aleim e'masa v'fachar migdulas Hashem Yisbarach v'yicholto v'otzem gvurosav. K'moshe Amru, right, it's like a horror movie. K'moshe Amru, hein haranu Hashem alokeinu v'skvodo v'ezgadlo v'ezkolo shamayim v'toch eish im yosim anach l'shmas kol Hashem alokeinu v'amasnu. They said, stop talking to us. We can't take this. V'heishiv Yisbarach. Hey, Tiva Sher Diber. Oh, I see they got the message. Mi Tein V'Haya Levavim Zeh Lahem Liyiros Ikal Hayamim. I wish they would be in awe of me all the days. And that was the whole goal. V'Amosh HaTiru. Ki Levavim Nazis Malchim V'Vavim Tiyah Yirasa Apreichim Levulti Tzechato. If you have awe of Hashem, you won't fear. So as we're listening to Aseres HaDibros this Shabbos, we should think about that Mamad. And we should think about what it would be like to hear Hashem's name, to hear Hashem's voice calling out to us. What does this mean for Nevuah? What does it mean for the eternity of Torah? What does it mean for the fundamental of
being a Yirei Shamayim. And then he basically summarizes this again. And I'm going to close with three quick beautiful hits in the last 2 minutes. First of all, in the next piece, the Abar Banel explains how all the 13 Yud Gimel Yikarim are found in the Aseres HaDibros. I'll just show you very quickly. You could do it for homework. Look at the third line. God didn't, he, there's no mitzvah of emunah. Emunah is not a mitzvah. Emunah is the foundation of all the mitzvahs. But he didn't command them to believe. But all the 13, the Rambam, Maimonides' 13 principles of faith, all of them are in the Aseres HaDibros. Beperish leperek chelek, the Rambam talks about these Yud Gimel Yikarim in his introduction to Perek Chelek in Sanhedrin. Kulam talamde mehadibur ma'ela. That's obvious. Yisod Hasheni is there's only one God. Lo yilcha. The third is Eino Guf. God's not a body. The fourth is Shukadmon. He created the world. That comes Kisheses Yom Asa Hashem. The fifth is Sharai Lovda, etc., etc., etc. He goes through all 13 divine attributes and he shows how they all come from the Aseres HaDibros. In the next amazing piece, the Abar Banel pretty much shows how all 613 mitzvos are hinted at in the Aseres HaDibros. I'll just read you a little bit of it. V'omna mitzvos ava avas Hashem and to daven to him ulakade shemo ulahatzdik dino tzedek adin vayira milfanov yiras Hashem yiras mikdasho and all the mitzvos hamiyuchasus lenyani elokus and Pesach matzah chametz sitting in a sukkah, all of them are what? Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. So what does it say in the first of the Ten Commandments? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's a reference to all of those mitzvos. Tefillin, mezuzah, kulam zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim, v'chein dina, b'chor, ma'iser, truma, chala, which is like b'chor, ein sovi, shekulam yom b'dibra, anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha, v'chein barmo, lo'avai l'shreim mitzvosel, zem v'chein mitzvosel, l'irmoz, al mitzvosel, l'ikos, ha'm siyasas, l'ibis barach. We show you rabos. He didn't explain all of them. Never did a cloud, but close adibros. V'chein lo yilcha. What does that include? Molech ov yidoni kishuf, right? Witchcraft avodah zara, and shalom l'stam shem l'kim achem shalom hasis l'adich meisis amidich. It's actually goes through how you have basically he has that like references to almost all the 613 mitzvos are all hinted at in the Aseres HaDibros. And last two things, and we'll close with this. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah says, Klal Yisrael did not believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because of the miracles that Moshe performed. This is something that's a little bit counterintuitive. A lot of times we feel like, if only Hashem would do a miracle for me. You know what the Rambam writes? People don't believe in Hashem because of miracles. The Haraya, God did the 10 plagues. He split the sea. And right away, they didn't believe him. And tomorrow, they started complaining right afterwards. They didn't do it. What did it? Take a look at the Rambam. Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo ha'mini bo Yisrael m'pnei otzer yasa. Sha'amam al pi oses yesh b'libo dofi. A week later, you start to wonder, did I really see the sea split? Did I really see all the water turn to blood? A week later. Shef shesh yasa os b'lad v'kishef. Maybe somebody else could turn water into blood with magic. Ella. He did them for other reasons. He had to drown the mitzvah. They needed to eat. So he brought down the mun. None of it helped the belief. Samu, they were thirsty. He hit the rock. He had a problem with Korach. So Moshe said, well, the word. So what actually caused Klal Yisrael? If you tell me all the miracles did not cause Klal Yisrael to believe in the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what did cause them? Be'mamad har Sinai. She'einenu ra'u v'lo zar. Our eyes saw, we didn't have to hear it from somebody else. Ba'ozneinu shamu v'lo acher. Our ears heard it, nobody else. Ha'esh v'akolos v'lapidim. V'niyesh al-rav v'akol medabre lov. We heard God speaking to Moshe v'anu shomen. Moshe, Moshe, lechem ala. We heard God speaking to Moshe. God spoke to you Panim upon never lowest level sin question is a brisos. Uminayin Shemamad Hasin Levado here Rai in Nevuah. So only Mamad Hasin is the ride to the Nevuah. Moshi Emes, Shemit Shemar, Hinianuchi Balach Bavanon. God says, I'm coming to you in the cloud. Bavor Yishma Ha'av. Why am I coming down to Har Sinai? Bavor Yishma Damimach. Vegam Becho Yamin La'olam. Why did I do Mamad Hasinai? Like we saw in Abarbanel, one of his number one reason is that Klai Yisrael should believe in the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Hashem revealed himself. That implies that before Mamad HaSinai, they didn't believe in him. They didn't believe in him. Because miracles don't do it. Miracles don't do it. What does it is hearing the voice of Hashem itself. And the last thing, why are all the dibros and the lashon yachid, Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicha, and not like in the beginning he was talking the plural, Lahazir, this is a Ramban, Ki kol yachid mehem ye'anash al mitzvus. Hashem, don't think that you could get lost in Klai. So I'm part of a community. The community is good. The community davens. No. Hashem said that Seret Dibros to every yachid v'yachid. Every individual says the Ramban. Kol yachid mi'enon shalom v'skiyal. Im kol echad yidaber. God spoke to every individual at Har Sinai. Ulechol echad yitzavish l'yachshu v'kiyachar arov yelech. I'll just get swallowed up by the majority. V'yachid yinasi imar v'yivar le'moshe zos ha'kavonim b'sof ha'torah pashas nemitzavim. Etc. That's also part of that Ramban. But the main thing that I wanted from there is that Seret Dibros talked to the individual. Anyway, we have so much. This was just the tip of the iceberg, but it's a packed parsha. And hopefully, as we listen to Seret Dibros, we should try to hearken back to feel what it was like to be standing there. We have a tradition that all of our souls were there by Har Sinai, and that's where it all started. That's what gave us our marching order. So hopefully we'll try to re-experience that a little bit the Shabbos. Thank you very much for coming. Have a wonderful Shabbos.